December can be such a communal experience for many of us, with gatherings and shopping and family and Christmas carols that take us back to our childhood. We watch favorite holiday movies or TV specials. After so much time spent holding our collective breath in this pandemic, I am very much looking forward to releasing it in a more celebratory way this month. And yet, as we step into this season of Advent today, the beginning of a new church year, I would also like to suggest that alongside that bustle and camaraderie, you take these next 4 weeks very personally. And so I whisper in your ear this morning this invitation. Advent is just for you and Jesus. This is the season of Advent, when our scripture readings speak of anticipation. Jeremiah says, "The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made." Paul writes of anticipation in 1 Thessalonians. "Night and day we pray most earnestly that we may see you face to face." The passage from Luke today is more memorably about apocalypse than it is about waiting. There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, distress among the nations. But it also points us to the fig tree. Watch for the fig tree to sprout leaves. Be on guard so that your hearts are not weighed down with the worries of this life. Anticipation, preparing the ground and making ready. A few days ago, I think it was a night of Thanksgiving, I woke up from a nap with a powerful urge to, of all things, light a candle. It was 5 p.m., almost dark as it gets these days. And we have all these candles lying around in the condo that we never use. One of them has a cinnamon scent, not too bad, not too nasty. And this may sound silly, but I had to light it. I needed to sit in the same room with it, almost like a primal urge, some caveman and fire thing. People, after all, have lit candles for centuries to accompany prayer, to be able to read in the dark, and to light their way. There is something deep in us that responds to candlelight, to the little ceremony of striking the match and lighting the wick. When you light a candle, be it on an Advent wreath, or in front of an icon, or on the rim of the tub when you're about to take a bubble bath, that lit candle sets an intention. Its purpose is to take you out of time and into simply being. The flame is a visible symbol of focus and stillness, inviting you to stop everything and let your senses rest. I think that's why I felt the overwhelming urge to light that candle last Thursday night. With everything going on in the world, with all our personal cares, these things matter. So I am giving you some homework for the next 4 weeks. Since it's the new church year, let's call it a resolution, a New Year's resolution. Find a candle that speaks to you and light it every night. I know this sounds silly, but I kind of mean it. Light it every night after dark in a room with all the lights out, like from before electricity, just for 5 minutes. Find a candle that's pretty with little bits of colored glass on the container that will shine out dancing colors on your walls. Or find a candle that's scented with a name like Calm or Peace to set the mood. Though so often such candles tend to cost $36. Or just find a plain candle so that all you focus on is the flicker of the flame. But light it each night during Advent and sit with it. Begin by saying, "Hello, Jesus, it's me. and be open to hearing his response. I'm guessing many of you will hear this invitation, this homework assignment from your rector, and forget about it before this Eucharist is even done. I'm sorry for that, because Advent is such a gift. It's an opportunity each year, during one of the busiest seasons of life, to step outside of time for 4 weeks, even just for 5 minutes a day, to ground yourself in God once more. It is a chance to start again. I know from experience that having a daily practice like this will change you for the better. I pray that you will consider it. Light a candle every night, starting tonight. Sit in darkness with it. Say, "Hello, Jesus, it's me," and be open to his reply. Thomas Merton, the Trappist monk and author, wrote that Advent is the beginning of the end of all in us that is not yet Christ. Advent is the beginning of the end of all in us that is not yet Christ. What needs to die in you so that Christ may be born there? What keeps you from becoming Christ? Grips you so tightly you can't breathe? What needs to loosen so that grace can be welcomed in? People who struggle with addiction know what it's like to try to change for the better and not always succeed. What is it that you long to be freed from, have tried to wrestle out of year in and year out, but can't? Your habit of judging others or putting them down in your mind so you feel better about yourself? That person in your life causing you pain or worry, though you know part of the problem is that you let her or him. Only you can know your story. But in a deeper way than we realize, we have to die to self and all our needs and wants so that Christ can be born. This is the holy task of Advent. And it begins with that bit of mindfulness each day, the lighting of a candle, the open invitation to Jesus. Because Advent's focus on apocalypse and anticipation is not only meant to be lived on a large scale, with our thoughts on the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. We are also meant to experience this season personally, focusing on what needs to end in our life, our end times, the behaviors or the clinging that keep us from living more fully, that keep what is best in us from being born. Set an intention for yourself that this will be the year. Amid all the activities of the coming month, remember the invitation. Advent is just for you and Jesus.